and I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort you your hearts. After that ye shall pass on, for therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And I, behold, I have given him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee. And upon them that are left alive of you I will send a faintness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies. And the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when none pursueth. And that I also have walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies. If then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity, and shall say unto them, Hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint, fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them. And he said unto them, Set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe to do, all the words of this law. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate even unto Shebarim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. For it was of the Lord to harden their hearts, that they should come against Israel in battle, that he might destroy them utterly, and that they might have no favor, but that he might destroy them, as the Lord commanded Moses. And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. And ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. And his mother's brethren spake of him in the ears of all the men of Shechem all these words. And their hearts inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, He is our brother. And it came to pass when their hearts were merry, that they said, Call for Samson, that he may make us sport. And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport, and they set him between the pillars. Now as they were making their hearts merry, behold, the men of the city, certain sons of Belial, beset the house round about, and beat at the door, and spake to the master of the house, the old man, saying, Bring forth the man that came into thine house, that we may know him. Wherefore then do ye harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts? When he had wrought wonderfully among them, did they not let the people go, and they departed? And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. And Saul also went home to Gibeah, and there went with him a band of men whose hearts God had touched. And on this manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. And there came a messenger to David, saying, The hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. Spread forth his hands toward this house. Then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou, even thou only, knowest the hearts of all the children of men, that they may fear thee all the days that they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers, that he may incline our hearts unto him to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments which he commanded our fathers. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off for ever. Said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepest covenant and showest mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart. Heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive and render unto every man according unto all his ways, whose heart thou knowest, for thou only knowest the hearts of the children of men. And after them out of all the tribes of Israel, such as set their hearts to seek the Lord God of Israel, came to Jerusalem, to sacrifice unto the Lord God of their fathers. Howbeit the high places were not taken away, for as yet the people had not prepared their hearts unto the God of their fathers. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. Draw me not away with the wicked, and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. He fashioneth their hearts alike, he considereth all their works. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. They said in their hearts, Let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. Hell and destruction are before the Lord. How much more then the hearts of the children of men? The fining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold. But the Lord trieth the hearts. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. They have not known nor understood, for he has shut their eyes that they cannot see, and their hearts that they cannot understand. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. For ye dissembled in your hearts when ye sent me unto the Lord your God, saying, Pray for us unto the Lord our God. And according unto all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare unto us, and we will do it. Kirioth is taken, and the strongholds are surprised, and the mighty men's hearts in Moab at that day shall be as the heart of a woman in her pangs. Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say thou unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, Hear ye the word of the Lord. I will also vex the hearts of many people when I shall bring thy destruction among the nations into the countries which thou hast not known. And both these kings' hearts shall be to do mischief, and they shall speak lies at one table, but it shall not prosper, for yet the end shall be at the time appointed. And they consider not in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness. Now their own doings have beset them about, they are before my face. Yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts hath sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor, and love no false oath, For all these are things that I hate, saith the Lord. Said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Matter the hardness of your hearts suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning it was not so. And I say unto you, Whosoever shall put away. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? He had looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts. He saith unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And the Pharisees, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. And all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, What manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. A sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And as the people were in expectation, and all men mused in their hearts of John whether he were the Christ or not, but when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, What reason ye in your hearts? Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. And he said unto them, Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen, to whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from them, and in their hearts turned back again into Egypt, saying unto Aaron, Nevertheless he left not himself without witness, in that he did good, gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bare them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Ye are our epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. I speak not this to condemn you, for I have said before that ye are in our hearts to die and live with you. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, and that ye might comfort your hearts. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgment of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts. But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God which trieth our hearts, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Comfort your hearts, and establish you in every good word and work. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God, and into the patient waiting for Christ. Harden not your hearts as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, while it is said, Today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. Again he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, Today after so long a time, as it is said, Today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind, and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write to them. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanted. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled.